The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to our Father who is in heaven. Glory, 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 glory be to our Father who is in heaven. Glory, 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 glory be to our Father in heaven. Glory, 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 glory be unto Yahweh, unto Elohim, unto El Shaddai. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
What a mighty God.
Blessed
be your holy name.
He who was and is and is to come. Your name be praised this morning. Your name be praised this day.
There is no God like you.
There is no God like you. No one can be compared to you.
There
Yahweh,
is no
Yahweh,
like
Yahweh, Yahweh
before
is your name.
You, there is none. After you, there is none. Beside you, there is none. You are the one and only true God. Take your glory this morning. Take your praise this morning. Take your adoration from your children's lips this morning. Take your worship this morning. Only you deserve it. Only you deserve it. Only you deserve it. Blessed be your holy name. Faithful are thou, O God. We thank you this day. Thank you for the night. Thank you for the gift of this blessed day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of health. Thank you, Lord, for your presence with us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for what you have in store for us. Thank you for the gift of the blood of Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of your word, the gift of the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We celebrate you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. Because by the blood we have entered your presence. By the blood we are redeemed. By the blood we are qualified and justified. By the blood our sins are forgiven. By the blood we are washed and cleansed. By the blood we enter your presence. By the blood we enter your throne room. By the blood our atmosphere and environment are sanitized. And are cleansed.
Yes, Lord,
we
by
thank
the blood,
you, Lord.
By the blood, by the blood.
We enter by the blood.
We enter by the blood.
Yes, by your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in the studio with us this morning. Thank you for what you have in store. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for what you are coming to do this morning. Father, do this, O God, and encounter with you. We can't never be the same. We celebrate your holy name for everything, Lord.
Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise. We give you worship, honor, and adoration. We are grateful unto you this day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for all that you've been doing for us. Father, this morning, we commit ourselves, our souls, our bodies, and our spirit unto you. We say, Lord, take charge. We say, Lord, take charge.
Amen.
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 We say, Holy Spirit, take charge.
Amen.
We enter the presence of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. We enter the presence of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. We enter the presence of God by your grace. Holy Spirit, take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. As you've always done. And continue to manifest our testimonies unto be all the glory. We have come to the living God, not a dead God. We have come to the God himself. We have come to the creator of the heavens and the earth. We have not come to any of the elements of creation. You did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and the earth, and the mountains, and the vegetation, the trees, for us to worship them. You have not created rocks for us to worship them, but you've created them for this element to serve us and be a blessing to us, to minister unto us. Yes, but you are the creator that deserves our worship and our honor. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. This morning, we are before you to receive power for today. 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 Give us power for today. Give us power to overcome today's challenges. Give us power to overcome. Give us power to have dominion. Give us power to rule and to reign. Give us power to possess. Give us power to be fruitful. Give us power to be productive. Give us power to produce results. Give us power for greater works. Give us power to increase and advance. Give us power, O God, to know you better. Give us power to do amazing things. Give us power. Lord, give us power. Give us power. Give us power. Give us power. Power for today. 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 Give us power. Power to be fruitful. Power to be productive. Power to increase. Power to produce results. Power to grow. Power to advance. Give us power. Give us power. Give us power. Shali prakata kaba eta. Ishekeboro shaba. Imatali. Jabrakuta liprekete emasi. Zialurata kushakaba itale beshe. Thank you, Father, we pray. We pray that everyone that is online will feel your presence and feel your impact because you are the living God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us and ushering us into the presence of our Father. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you, Lord, we pray. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you this morning to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Akotoba Beach down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Dela Liboja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician, Boja Wild and Pascal. Pascal Ameho, under the media team, being led by Mrs. Babina Finwalker. I can see wonderful names that have already entered. Ma Becky from the United States. By this time, it is 2 a.m., 2 something over there. But you've broken the sleep to be with us. God Richie, bless you. Yes, Brother Kwekwotri in Germany. Yes. Testimonies are coming out of the celebrations. Testimonies are coming. So far, we have 3 solid testimonies. Yes. The sister was consulted to be a sponsor. And I know what that sister and the husband are going through in the church. I know what they are going through, but when you see them, you know, children of God, when they are going through things and you see them, you don't see it all. Because we are not supposed to manifest what we are going through. I've worked with rich people before. And I can tell you that these people you see riding in all kinds of big cars, if they tell you either the sicknesses that they are managing, or they tell you how much they are owing. The first time I heard that the big man was owing 1 billion into the bank, that was the late 80s, 89 to 1990. That night I didn't sleep. I started changing my mind how to see people. Yes, it is the grace of God. I'm telling you, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. And this lady was asked to be a sponsor reluctantly, but then she did it. What happened? The first 4 days, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Monday, nothing. The chief people said, nothing. Monday to Thursday, nothing. God will just be watching you to see what you will say and how you act. But from that Friday, from Friday, the 7th of July up to yesterday, everything has changed. Everything has changed. God has given her new customers who are just coming and packing things. Packing things. No one enters there and buy less than 5 items. Formerly, it wasn't so. It wasn't so. But now, Reverend Akondo came to me. Yes, came to the celebration that the Lord said should come and be part, because we are actually celebrating He God and not me. So they used all that they had to go to an artist to do a portrait for me. Very expensive, beautiful for me and the lady pastor. They wanted to present it before the church. I don't know why they wanted to present it before the church. Now I know, because of this testimony. Present it before the church. But then time was not there. And so they came to present it in my office. Monday, that was Sunday 9th, they did the presentation. Monday 10th, around 11 o'clock, 2 things happened. A man came, 2 cars, a saloon car and a Santa Fe, drove into his house. The Santa Fe was registered 2021. The man said, I bought this car, registered, he used it a few days, and the Lord said, pack it. It's not yours. I will direct you who to give it to. And then this one, new one, unregistered. Pastor, choose one for yourself. Choose any of this for yourself as a gift. I just heard it. Send these 2 cars to Pastor Kennedy Akondo to choose. To choose one. He was shaking. And of course, he chose the Santa Fe. In that Santa Fe. Just as they were there talking, a man who has been owing the wife for 2 years also just came. Say, Madam, I'm sorry. The debt I owe you 2 years, I've come to pay. Wednesday after the podcast, when I gave this testimony, Brother Kwekwachiri from Germany just called and said, Reverend, I can't withhold mine. For 5 years, I've been trying to bring my son and my wife to Germany to be here with me and be citizens. But the German government has refused. But when I was contacted that I should be a sponsor, I said, why not? I will. I've been under Reverend. He has been my pastor. And when he sent the money, you know, this merchant, Momo, something, the money was in the system for 10 days. So finally, the MTN, you had to call the MTN people to rectify the situation. Or that finally, on the 30th June, the money was released to the committee. They went for the money. On the 3rd July, German embassy called him, buy your son's ticket and let your son come for the document, your son and later your wife. We are ushering them into Germany as citizens. We are ushering them now into Germany as citizens. 3rd July, even before the celebration on the 9th July. Beloved, one person's testimony is our testimony. I say one person's testimony is our testimony. Once it has started with one person, it has also started with all of us. You see, I have been telling the lady pastor that, look, and then Kwaku Ochiri was asked, I say, Reverend, you were saying that you don't understand why those who are with you in deliverance, they don't give such testimonies, but rather those who are far away. Kwaku Ochiri was saying that, pastor, I think it is the way they are receiving the message. They are not receiving the message for themselves. And sometimes to familiarity, it's like they have been hearing these things all the time and nothing happens. And so I think that way, well, that was quick question. He is online right now. Yes. But well, we hope that everybody will have a change of life. This morning, we give glory to God, Father, for all these testimonies and the many more that you have released. God said this celebration has ushered us into our realms. We have been ushered into our realms, into an era. These testimonies have ushered us into a different era. Sorry, this celebration has ushered us. So by celebrating, we have ushered ourselves. Look, even if you couldn't give anything, by wearing the t-shirt alone, portraying who your spiritual father is, that alone is a testimony. And the committee have done very well. We congratulate them. People passed it, people who came are just calling me. They are rather calling me to thank me for being part. They want to come and see the committee. Who should they see? Who should they call? A whole lot of things. People are just, my phone yesterday, I had to intentionally decide not to pick about 12 calls because they were coming too much. After picking some, I thought that was all. More were coming. The lady pastor too was receiving some. Congratulations to the committee once again. Let's go into today's word. Yeah, Mavis Nadu. Only today I'm seeing you. Congratulations. Afarian. You are welcome. Yes, I know you don't sleep. So it's not easy to wake up to join. You listen later. God bless you. Nandodo and say, Nkwai. Nandodo and say, Nkwai. So from Afarian to powerful today. God, congratulations. God bless you. I am teasing my whole. Yes. This morning, we are still praying. I deploy the key of David for my new day on my new foundation. Deploying the key of David. We are deploying the key of David. Isaiah 22. Sorry about that. It's Isaiah 22. Verse number 22, Isaiah 22, verse number 22. Isaiah 22, verse number 22. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him, verse 20, like a peg into a firm place. He will be a seat of honor for the house of his father. All the glory of his family will hang on him. His offspring and offshoots, all his lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 3, verse number 7. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 118 verse 24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made, that we should be glad and rejoice in it. And rejoice in it. We are to rejoice in the day. We are to rejoice in the day. Job chapter 22, 28. Ye shall decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established. What is the key of David? The key of David is a supernatural key in the realms of the spirit. The key of David was the key that enabled Jesus to be successful in ministry. So whilst he was speaking to the church of Philadelphia, he said, I am the one holding the key of David. Yes. He says, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. Only Jesus can give us the key of David. The key of David never loses a battle. That was why David never lost one single battle. There was nothing David, God himself, involved that he lost or he never won. Never. Never. Even when you are losing, the moment David partners with you, you are sure to come out victoriously. The moment the name of David enters into that thing, it's like the name of Jesus. The moment that name enters into something, the moment that name is sincerely and faithfully declared, not just as a cliche. 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 You know, Jesus, it has become an expression, even in the mouth of politicians, any decision. See, when you are saying something to somebody which is a lie, or which is, they say, hey, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. What are you saying? It has become an expression. But that name is not, it's not like that too. The name of Jesus is a name that when you mention, there are flashes of light, there are thunders, there are earthquakes, there are shake-ups. I am telling you, it depends upon the way you are using that name. People will say, but I mentioned that name and nothing is happening. It is the way you mention it. If you are just using it as a cliche, then that is why you are not seeing anything. Yes. So, the key of David, when that key is involved in anything, there is always victory. The Lord said, I am holding the key of David. And in Isaiah, he said, I will place on his shoulders the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. Yes, I will place on his shoulders. Let God place on our shoulders the key of David. Let God give us the key of David. I pray that everyone that is online qualifies to inherit the key of David. It is the key to solutions. Look, whenever you enter into situations, how do they become? When you encounter people, after people leave you, how do they feel? How do they feel? After you finish talking to somebody on phone, how does the person feel? The key of David is the key of solution. The key of David is the key of answers. The key of David is the key of breakthroughs and open doors. The key of David is the key of performance. The key of David is the key to fruitfulness, is the key to productivity, is the key to results, is the key to greater works. The key of David. We need the key of David. Yes. Yesterday, I read an article on Facebook that a pastor has been posting. He said, it appears that wickedness and evil is increasing, is overshadowing the whole world. Wickedness and evil is clouding the whole world. I saw another video in one of the countries, UK or somewhere, when some Christians were preaching, the members of LGBT, whatever, they came in their numbers with their flags, and they were there making mockery, kissing each other, making mockery. You know, those are demons. And please, do you know why these things are happening? Two things. Number one, it is prophecy that in the end time, there will be a falling away. In the end time, wickedness will increase. In the end time, evil will increase. Number one. So it is prophecy. So it simply means that we are in the end times. Any moment from now, Jesus, the sound, the trumpet will sound. But number two, it is also because the church is sleeping. The church is sleeping. In fact, the church has not positioned himself for the Holy Spirit to manifest. Look at what some pastors are preaching. In the church now, we are doing beauty pageant. The church is not the place for beauty pageant. Yes, there can be secular and social activities, but the church is a powerhouse. The church is a place of empowerment. It's a place of transformation. Look, the church is an engine room. The church is a place where you go to receive power and go outside there and confront the forces of darkness. Anytime you are going to church, this is how you should see it. You are going to be empowered. Yes. You are going to be refilled. Yes. It is like a fueling station. We don't say filling station, but we have been saying filling station. It's a fueling station. Yes. The right expression is fueling station. But we have been saying filling station. It's like the church is like a fueling station where you go to fuel, to fill your tank, your car, so that it can move. That's the church. That's the church. That's the church. That's the church. And that is why. You know, these things have been there. They have been there from the day of Adam. But you know, The early Christians and those people, look, they had time for God. They had time. They had time for God. Today, today, let me tell you, today, we don't have time. We don't have time. Do you know the technological advancement, electronic advancement? Do you know that part of it is to neutralize the church? Even though it is an advantage to the church, like what we are doing now. In the early days, you couldn't do this. These things were not there. But today, through this, somebody is in America is connected. Somebody is in Australia is connected. Somebody in Malaysia is connected. Somebody in Canada is connected. All over, people are connected. It's easy. So that is why technology has become our advantage. The same technology is also equally a what? Disadvantage. Even in the church, people are on phone. That is why the temptation of having your Bible on your phone, the temptation of sending only your phone to church because you have different Bibles on it. You know the temptation? The temptation is that you will see a message that has been sent by somebody. My phone, you can read the first line. Always, you can read the first line. So the moment you read, maybe I've sent you cash, or how much do you want? Let me tell you, you can't skip it. You can't skip it. You will check it before you go to the scripture. That's the temptation. That's the temptation. That's why I send my Bible everywhere. I'm still using what? My Bible. My hard copy, yes. On my tablet, I just type messages there to stand there and preach. That is all. Yes. Because the phone is also a great distraction. A great distraction. I thank God that as we are here in the home now, I'm talking about us here who are leading you. Everybody sitting here, they are not here with their phones. They are listening. We come here with our Bibles. We open and then we read. Yes, to avoid that temptation. So you see, the phone is now the tree that God told Adam not to eat. The tree of the knowledge of evil, good and what? Evil. That is the phone. Yes, it has everything. It has the good that you can use for good. It has also what? Evil. The other day, Pastor Phoenix, those of you who go to Phoenix. Is it? Phoenix, you see, Phoenix. Somebody just saw my picture, beautiful picture, a pastor, and read the article and said no. And if you look at the article that a lady called Sandra has written, that people don't know the reason why I fast and pray and still not married. Still not married. A very long article. And so this pastor, took the picture of it and sent it to me. Say, Reverend, what is this? What is this? I say, I don't know. I don't know. Somebody just wrote an article and put my picture there. And put my picture there. I've been married for 33 years now. How come that I'm now saying that I've been fasting and praying and I'm not married and people don't know why? How come? May God help that kind of Sandra. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes. So you see, these are the things that we are doing and they are becoming a distraction to us. That is why evil is increasing. I'm telling you. That's why there is escalation of evil because we don't have time. The system is such that if you don't create time for God, Look, Sunday, people are going for classes. Sunday, people are going for work. Sunday. Yes. You see, the system is taking away Christianity. The system is neutralizing the church. That's the system, I'm telling you. I've been watching somebody. He has never sat in church. In fact, a pastor told me this, and I said, well, I also have somebody like that. The person hasn't sat in the church for benediction. No. I went to preach somewhere, and the pastor was pointing, see that man going. I will tell you something. It's a big man. You see that he's going. We're sitting on the porch. You see that man going. Just about 30 minutes to closing. He was gone. He said, for over 5 years now, he has never sat in the church for benediction. It's a system. Sometimes you need to beat the system because you are cheating yourself. Do you know what? You stay there till benediction. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? To stay in church until benediction. Supposing God is also leaving you like that. Can God leave you like that? Can God also leave you like that? I like Psalm 103. You see, God doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. He doesn't treat us as what our sins deserve. So, some churches, they have organized some kind of, we call them executive service for people who don't have time. So, they call it executive service. God is not there. God is not there. What? You timing God. God is not there. Executive service. God is not there. God is the one who should time you. God is not there. Unless it is God who tells you to do that, then he's backing you. You see, let me tell you, God is not in many churches. Oh, God is not in many of our programs. That's why evil is increasing. Somebody had just sat down and look at another church doing something. Like this Alpha that is praying from 12 to 2, from 12 to 1. We were doing our crossovers from 12 to 2. We started this thing, but then looking at where people were staying and all that, you see, consideration. We brought it for now. Our crossover has come to 6. Alpha has come and then taking over that. And like I'm saying, yes, I know many of our members who join. It is prayer. I'm not saying don't join. But because they join, sometimes it's difficult for them 6 a.m. to also join the power for today. Your house one should be number one. And then others. Yes, it should be number one. And then others. You see? And then now, you look at that. In fact, we changed our time because those days there were armed robbers. They were attacking people. I mean, we were hearing news and we didn't want that our members close and they are going home and then they are attacked. But today, a pastor will sit down and say that, oh, that church is organizing this program. My people will go. So let me also fix something for my people. Let me also fix something for my people. Motive. The Lord was teaching me something about motive, eh? You don't know. Motive is one thing that drives away the presence of God. Bad motive. Bad motive. Competition, comparison, it drives God away from you. Everything you are doing, what is your motive? What is our motive? That's why evil is increasing. Because the presence of God is being driven away. Because of our actions. Yes. Because of our actions. It will surprise you. A pastor who doesn't want his members to join any this thing, power for today, he too will go and create some program from 6 a.m. so that he, for his members. I don't do that. Oh, I don't do that. Anything I do, I am led by the Spirit of God. Anything, because I've come to know that, look, the Spirit of God can leave you without you knowing. Judges chapter 13. I mean, Judges 16, Judges something. When the Spirit left Samson, Samson never knew that the Spirit has left him. You will never know that the Spirit has left you. You will never know. In the New Testament, the Spirit doesn't leave us again, no, but he just becomes grieved. He becomes grieved and quiet, silent. He won't talk. He won't act. That's why the Bible says that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. We should not quench the Holy Spirit. We can quench him. So when the Spirit is quenched because of our motives and attitudes, because of what? Our motives and what? Attitudes. Yes. Once in a while, you can beat God. Yes, you can live before benediction. Once in a while, you can live before benediction. But when it has become the order of the day, it has become a foundation. For you don't know what is ahead. One day something will strike, and then people will be saying that, ah, but this person is always regular at church, but this person is always this, but this person, there is something the person has been missing and God is not happy. God is not happy. That is why evil is escalating. And so, we are in the days that we need the key of David. The days are so evil that we really need to give God. I am not saying that use all your time to be in the church. Use all your time to pray. No. He who does not work should not eat. As we are talking right now, Brad Kwekwechiri in Germany, he said, Pastor, sometimes I am on the machine and listening. I am on the machine and listening. I am praying quietly. I am following quietly on the machine. I know some of you are driving to work. I know some are washing down. Why is they have put the phone on the bath window? Yes. I know. Yes. Or they have put the phone somewhere. They are washing down and they are listening. I know some people are eating and listening. That's where we are. That's what we should do. It's the best. It's the best too. That's what we should do now. Because the system is against us. The system is against the church. In fact, you know, when you are about to die, you want to die quick. So Satan knows that his time has come. So Satan is like a woman who is going to bring forth the birth pangs. We call them birth pangs. The pains of birth. You are going to deliver. So let the thing come out quickly. Satan wants to just finish quickly. And the Satanists, those who are possessed, they know they are going to hell. So let hell come quickly. That's what is happening now. That's why they are creating everything for the church to leave. They are doing everything for Jesus to come, for the world to end, so that what will happen will happen. But you know, it is because of the church, you and I. That's why Jesus has not come. The very day that the trumpet blows and we disappear, grace has ended. No more grace here. No more grace. The era of grace has come to an end. Look, it is our presence here that is keeping the sun in its position. It is you and I. We are keeping the sun by day, the moon and the stars by night, the earth on its position. We are the one. It's because of you and I. That is why grace is still around. The very day that the trumpet sounds, the Bible says that everything will shake. Everything will lose its position. This for 7 years, the first 3.5 years, we call it the tribulation. And then the next 3.5 years, we call it the great tribulation. that is when some of the stars will fall. That is when there will be an earthquake that 1/3 of the earth population will die. And that death, within those 7 years, any death you die, you are going to hell street, because you must take the mark of the beast. Those who will not carry the mark of the beast, you can't go to hospital, you can't go to market, you can't go in anywhere. Yes. And they will be killing you. And the way they kill you, today they'll come and remove your eye. Tomorrow, they'll come and cut off one hand. Another day, they'll cut off one leg. They will be cutting you piece by piece, piece by piece, piece by piece. That was the death that Jesus died. You are now going to die it because you rejected him while you were alive. And those who didn't serve God well and missed the trumpet, hey, they accepted Jesus, but they were not serious. They accepted Jesus, but they were living their own lives. I am telling you, it will not be easy. Oh, it will not be easy. I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss the trumpet. I'm telling you, I'll do everything not to miss the trumpet. That is why I see people, your husband is misbehaving. And because of your husband, you are so worried. You are so thinking. Read Psalm 8 verse 4. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Who is the son of man that you give so much thought about him? Who? Man. Man. Because of somebody called man or somebody called woman. So it has affected your everything. Man. Then you yourself, you were not serious. You were not serious. I spoke to somebody like that. And come and see what the person is performing in the church. Yes, people don't know. Only myself and the lady pastor know what the husband has done to that woman. Yes. Pack the children, left the children, go and give the children to another woman. Doesn't know where the children is, and the husband traveled and left her. She doesn't know where the children are. Yes. Hidden the children, traveled and left, her. And when today, 3 months, no church, so I call her, I say, hey, remember that you and your husband will be sleeping on the bed. One will be taken and one will be left too. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to go and see God? Please, do you want a better life here? Forget about that. From that day, come and see. Come and see the way this woman is performing in the church. Come and see. As if nothing has happened to her. She called me and said, Pastor, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. She comes to church. I'll call her. I say, look, Charlie, keep yourself. You are doing well. Eh? Continue. It's not easy, but continue. Let Jesus become your husband. Those are the days in which we are now. People say, my husband. Worried about my husband. Worried about my wife. Be there. Be there and keep on worrying about your husband and your wife. Be there. You are cheating yourself. There is something more in Jesus than your husband. There is something more in Jesus than your wife. Listen to me. It's your husband's foundation that is your foundation that is attacking the man. Or the man's foundation attacking you. Or what is happening is the man's foundation. It's foundation. Get closer to God. You don't know. Challenges have gotten me closer to God more than anything. I'm telling you. Any challenge, it pushes me closer to God. I inherit an anointing. I inherit, before the challenge is over, I can see myself that I'm no longer the same. Let's pray the key of David. Let the key of David come. Let the key of David enter into our hands. Let the key of David, let's enter by the key of David. Let's perform by the key of David. Let advance by the key of David. Let situation change by the key of David. Let mountains move by the key of David. Let breakthrough comes by the key of David. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I thank you today for giving me the key of David.
I thank you for the key of David.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I thank you for the key of David.
My Father in heaven. I need the key of David. The blood of Jesus Christ has qualified me
for the key of David.
The blood of Jesus Christ
has qualified me
for the key of David. The blood of Jesus Christ has qualified me for the key of David. The blood of Jesus Christ has qualified me for the key of David. The blood of Jesus Christ
has qualified
and positioned me. The key that opens and no one can shut. I am qualified to use the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deploy the key of David. I am qualified to deplo king of David. I am qualified for the 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 king of David. If you can speak in tongues, begin to speak in tongues right now. If you can speak in tongues, declare, I am qualified, I'm qualified. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say now.
Now.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I unlock. And enter.
And I enter.
My new day. Of fruitfulness.
Of fruitfulness.
Of productivity.
Of productivity.
Of possibility.
Of possibility.
Of testimony.
Of testimony.
Of celebration.
Of celebration.
Of greater works.
Of greater works.
Of greater results.
Of greater results.
With the key of
with
David.
With the key of
I
David. I unlock and enter. of abundance, of favor, of grace, of goodness, of mercy, of support, and supply, of stability,
stability, my new day of stability, my new day of stability, on the new foundation, on the new foundation,
on my new foundation,
with the key of David,
with the key of David,
I unlock my new foundation, 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 in Christ Jesus.
Christ,
I unlock
the new foundation, I unlock the new foundation, 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 the new
Unlock and enter right now.
My new realm of celebration in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Yes. Great woman of God, madam. Yes. Christ loved the lad. Yes. Matthew 15:32. Jesus taught the multitude for 3 days, but they didn't complain. Jesus taught the multitude for 3 days, but do you know why Jesus chose fishermen and those people? Do you know why Jesus didn't choose learned people? Do you know why? It is because they are the people who will not complain. God uses people who will not complain. Even if educated, Saul, who became Paul, he had to be encountered and transformed. Saul was holding 3 PhDs, a member of the Sanhedrin. You should be able to recite the Torah, the first 5 books. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. You should be able to recite them. That makes you a member of the Sanhedrin. You should be able to recite them. And when they are talking, and then they will just quote, and you should tell where it is. Yes. You should be able to say where it can be found without missing it. That qualifies you to be a member of the Sanhedrin. That is triple PhD. But when Jesus encountered that Saul, he had to change him before he can use him. That's why God picks ordinary things. Not people who think they are big. He can use big people too, but he will change you. That was why Paul said, I count all that I've gained as what? Lost. I know nothing. Thank you very much, Christ the ladder. You see, we should come to God in a certain mood. Don't come to God. I thank God for the church. Look, we should respect one another. Yes, doctors among us, generals among us, everybody. And look at our generals in the church. You can't even know. When they were calling general, some pastor, so that man is a general. I say yes. Hey, so yes, simplicity before God. And those are the people God uses more. When we come to church, we drop our titles. When we are before Him, we are nobody. Even me, like, I don't want to be anybody. I am telling you. You can call me Della, Pastor, whatever. Only don't call me a thief. Because I'm not a thief. We want to pray right now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
With the key,
with the key of David.
I unlock.
And possess.
Every blessing of mine
that is being kept
anywhere.
My blessings
are being kept.
That are being kept
with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I unlock that place.
I enter and possess. With the key of David.
I enter that door.
Open that door.
I unlock that door.
Enter that door.
Ancestral door.
Generational door.
Environmental door. The doors of the system
that have been locked, that have been shut
against me.
Not to access.
Any door for me not to access.
My blessings, my promotion, my increase, my advancement.
I use the key of David.
I unlock anywhere.
In the realms of the spirit, anywhere any blessing of mine is being kept. That is causing delays. That is causing certain delays in my life. With the key of David, I unlock and possess. My breakthrough, my advancement in life, my increase, my promotion, my blessing.
I unlock and possess.
Rakata kabaya kata 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 kabaya
I unlock and possess.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our last prayer. Look, those of you who want babies, unlock and possess your babies. Unlock your wombs. With the key of David, I unlock any womb that has been locked. I unlock any womb that has been locked. I unlock it with the key of David. Any marriage that has been locked with not to have children, I unlock that marriage. I unlock that marriage. Any individual that has been locked not to marry, not to marry, that has been locked up against a husband or a wife. Yes, I unlock. 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 Any prophetic action that has been taken against anyone, anyone that has been sent to any shrine or any altar to lock the person's blessing, to lock the person up, to lock the person's promotion, to lock the person's advancement, to lock the person's business, to lock the person's career with the key of David, I unlock and release. 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 Any marriage that has been locked, never to enjoy peace, never to enjoy fulfillment, never to enjoy anything, never to enjoy something. Hey, anything that has been locked up, I unlock. 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 I unlock in your life. I unlock. I unlock. I unlock that testimony. That testimony that they say you will never give. I unlock that testimony. I unlock that testimony. I unlock that testimony. I unlock that testimony. I unlock that testimony.
Amen.
Unlock that testimony.
Amen and amen.
The Lord said I should make this declaration. The men that should come and marry you, those of you who still want to remain in the church, you want to marry and remain. Let those men locate you. Let those men come. Let the Holy Ghost, I unlock those men. Those right men, those men of God's purpose in your life, I unlock them into your life. I unlock them into your life. Let the wind of God blow them where you are. Blow them and locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Our last corporate prayer. We want to lock. Say with the key of David.
Any negative door.
That the devil has opened in my life.
That the devil has opened in my life.
Any negative door.
Any demonic door.
Any ancestral door.
Any generational door.
Any generational door. That the devil has opened.
In my life.
To have his way.
To operate.
With the key of David.
In the blood of Jesus.
I lock and seal that door. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
How do we use the key of David? With your mouth. With your mouth and actions. With your mouth and actions. The Bible has three P's. The Bible, prophecy, promises, and principles. Prophecy, promises and principles. Prophecy, promises and principle. How do you make your prophecy come to pass? Turn your promises, turn your prophecies into a promise. Look for a scripture that goes with that and declare that scripture. Then principles, principles, prayer. Prayer is one of them. Sowing of seed, sacrificing, building altar. These are some of the principles. These are some of the ways that you make things happen. These are some of the ways that you deploy the key of David. You pray it, you command it, you act it, you meditate it, you declare. Yes, today. Say today.
Today.
I am wearing the key of David.
The key of David.
As a garment.
Say today.
I am wearing the key of David.
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 Now,
I
listen
am
to
wearing
me.
The key of David.
In the spiritual realm, when we say key, it's not like the key that we used to open doors. In the spiritual realm, when we say key, it's not like the key that we used to spark your car. No. Look. In the things that we mention here, they are when in the spiritual realm. Look, it can be like a cloud that's around. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the
like
key
a
of
garment.
David. Like
I put on the key of David.
I put on the
I put
key
on
of David.
The key of David.
I put on
I put
the key
on the of David.
Like
I put
garment.
On. I put on.
I put on
the key of David right now.
I put on
put
the key of
David.
I put on the key of David.
Something is happening right now. Doors are open.
Yes, Lord. I put on the key of David.
I put on
the key of David. In the name of Jesus.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
The key of David.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
Key of David.
While there is no door, a door will appear.
While
there is no door,
a door will appear.
While there is no breakthrough, breakthrough will come. While there is a mountain, the mountain will disappear. While there is a valley, the valley will rise. The valley will rise. The valley will rise for you to drive on it. I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David. As I enter my office, as I enter my workplace, I put on the key of David. I put on the key of David. Like a garment.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David. As I am going to meet the panel. As I'm going to meet the panel. As I'm traveling to meet the elders. As I'm going to my hometown. As I'm going to that funeral. As I'm going to that meeting. I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
Somebody should write it down for me.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David like a garment. Somebody like should write garment. It for me. I put on the key of David like a garment. I put on the key of David like a garment. I am wearing the key of David. 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 Let the key of David that I'm wearing, let it open the doors automatically. Let it open the door. Let it show me the way. Let it direct that. Let it move out demons and principality from their way. Let it uproot principalities and powers. Let it melt before me mountains and obstacles. I put on the key of David. I am wearing the key of David. I put on the key of David. I put on the key of David. I put on the key of David like a garment. I put on the key of David like a garment. I step out today in the key of David. I step out today in the key of David. I step out today in the key of David. I put on the key of David to my workplace. I put on the key of David like a garment into that meeting, to meet that partner, into that department, into the market. I put on the key of David. I put on the key of David for this journey. I put on the key of David. I wear the key of David like a garment. I wear the key of David like a garment. I wear the key of David like a garment.
I wear the key of David like a garment. I wear the key of David like a garment.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let the key of David overshadow your weekend.
Amen.
Let the key of David produce peace.
Amen.
Fulfillment and joy.
Yes, Lord.
Let the key of David bring joy to you.
Amen.
Let the key of David silence your enemies.
Amen.
Let the key of David overshadow you.
Amen.
Let the key of David seize your battles.
Amen.
Let the key of David cause your battle to come to an end.
Amen.
Let the key of David deliver. Let the key of David make a way where there is no way.
Amen.
The key of David. The key of David. The key of David. The key of David. for a wonderful and a weekend full of testimonies.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Brakwe Kwotri, I see you online. You are most welcome. I just gave your testimony. Glory be to God. Yes, with the key of David, let this weekend be a weekend full of celebration.
Amen.
A weekend full of testimonies. Amen. Wherever you pass, Jesus, your heart desire should manifest.
Amen.
Because you are wearing the key of David. Everywhere you turn, your heart desire. Open doors and
breakthroughs. Testimonies.
Receive them, testimonies. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God willing, this evening, we are meeting again to celebrate the rest of the days in July. We are meeting to just thank God. The Lord said, thank me for what I've done. Thank me. So next week, Wednesday, Friday evenings, we are meeting to just thank the Lord. Then the other week will be Youth Week. Now, Sunday, Reverend Achibosam is coming to minister. Reverend Achibosam is coming to consolidate what God has done on Sunday. So we are receiving a visiting preacher. So please prepare yourself. Reverend Achibosam has a ministry in this area. And so let us prepare ourselves and come. I wish each and every one of you a blessed weekend.
Amen.
In the key of David that you are wearing.
Amen.
Let that key of David produce in your life your expectations.
Amen.
Let that key of David manifest your dreams.
Amen.
Manifest your prophetic words and testimonies.
Oh,
I can feel something. I don't know, my God, but I have to end here. As if I should speak a word to everyone, but I have to end here. I have to end here. Please forgive me. Words are just coming for people. I have to end here. Key of David. Key of David. Glorious star. I tell you, something is happening. Some doors are open. Rocky. Some doors are open. God forgive me. I've mentioned some, Lord. Everyone here, receive your word. Receive your word. Receive your word. Receive your word. Let the key of David manifest your word in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. And I tell you that the Lord is blessing us. But let's be sensitive. Please be sensitive. Be conscious of what the Lord is doing in your life. Don't just leave. Be conscious and understand and be alert and catch the testimonies. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called among those who are giving testimonies, your name and my name shall never be missing. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.